All right, step four is a day off. So Carmen, maybe it's not Sunday, but you need one. I said it earlier, we're not saving lives. We're not the fire department. We're just a great business person realtor. You don't have to put all this pressure on yourself and work 7 days a week. Step five is your team meeting, your office work, when you're going to work on your core forms. This is in the office. So maybe that's 2 hours a week. Maybe that's an hour every day. You've got to have your team meeting in there, and you've got to have time to work on your forms. I coach several of you in this room, and I know you do your forms the night before the call or maybe like 2 minutes before the call because they're sloppy, and I don't like it. So if you're a coaching student, get some time in your schedule to do your forms in a timely manner. It really helps your coach be a better coach if they can critique them before we get on the call. All right, number six, step number six, prospecting. This is your green time. This is you're going to have a buyer in your car, you're going to have a listing appointment, or you're going to have a power hour. How many are filling those days up?
1 hour a day.
What does your prospecting look like? Are you going to give, I have to have 4 hours of green time. It may be a buyer in my car, it may be a listing appointment, it may be on the phone, but I give myself 4 hours a day to prospect. Got to be in green time. Remember, we got to have 21 hours a week. So if you're going to do 21 hours a week, there's going to be some days maybe 3 hours, some days maybe four. Everybody got their prospecting on there? All right. Number seven. Appointment times. Now, you can combine six and seven, I do, or you can do them separately. So maybe you have some appointment times in the morning and appointment times in the afternoon, and you prospect in the middle. If you want to separate it out, separate it out. So you got to prospect and you got to have appointment times. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah. Then what happens when you have a happy hour once a month?
You should have some prospecting hours in the afternoon, right? You got one late night a week, right? When do you think your happy hour should be? Yep. See, this is why you play with this schedule, and you're going to do it two or three more times when you get home and you sit down with your team and they go, we don't do happy hours on Thursday. Why do you think your late night's going to be on Thursday, Holly? You got to move your late night to Monday because our happy hour's on Monday. Does that make sense? And the last piece of the puzzle is we got to get belly to belly. We talked a lot about that this morning. So you've got to put your face-to-faces and your break breads down there. So you got to have appointment times. Leverage. If you've learned anything this last day, Hollywood, you learn. I eat with as many people as possible. Less time to eat. Chop, chop, right? So break bread and you're face to face. That's your last thing. How many of you feel like you could maybe get home and tweak this a little bit and have a really good, perfect week? Right? How many of you are feeling really overwhelmed?
Be honest.
Fixing some time. Be honest, right? So you got to figure out how to get it all done. But I want to bring all this together with this last little statement. I want you to close your eyes for a second, and I want you to think about the last vacation you took. Maybe it was coming here. Okay? So last time you were getting ready to go out of town, how busy were you the day before? How focused were you? How much did you get done? Now, what if you took that laser focus and that kind of energy and channeled it into every single day at work? Would you be more efficient? Would you have more time? Would you feel like you'd manage your time a little better? So we want to go back and make sure that we've addressed everything. So, Alan, right. Take us away.
Clients, anybody have any questions about how to deal with clients, especially the ones that won't play by our rules?
We addressed that, right? Okay.
Staff, any questions? How to delegate, what to delegate?
Do we help with the team meeting, right? Won't that help with some of your staff? Because your staff's interrupting you throughout the day. But if you have the team meeting, it addresses a lot of your staff issues and interruptions, right?
His ops manual will help too.
The ops manual will be very helpful.
Good. Deadlines. Any questions?
So the pushy deadlines. Guys, if you can't meet a deadline, you need to speak up before it becomes an issue. Like, we got an offer on Sunday. It was Mother's Day. Do y'all think I worked on Sunday? Okay, so Monday morning, I get my phone out, and I got an offer, and I look at it, and it says 5 o'clock on Monday. I'm on the plane here, fighting traffic to get here. So I just emailed the agent back and said, thank you for the offer. Unfortunately, we can't adhere to your 5 p.m. deadline. Can we have till 5 o'clock tomorrow? And you know what she said? Sure. Sure. So if you can't meet a deadline, let somebody know before you panic, and your hair is on fire, as Rita says, run around like your hair is on fire. You know, fix the deadline issues when they first come up, not when it's already a crisis.
With this, I think what you're going to find as you get better with time management is that the emergencies are fewer and further between. Uh-huh. And the reason I say that is for two reasons. One, you're going to have a lot less emergencies because you're going to be so organized. But two, only the truly big emergencies are going to be the ones that will come across your plate. If you've got a team that can take all that for you and answer a lot of those smaller questions that tend to build up and then all of a sudden somebody's top explodes, those are the emergencies that I've gotten out of my life. Just because all that stuff's taken care of. My team takes great care of my people. Email, we've delegated it, right?
Take the computer off your desk? How many's going to do that? Okay, so Patrick's already given his away. How many deals have you lost? Are you hungry? Are you starving? Has your house been repossessed?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness.
Life has gone on. I don't even have access to mine. I can't even get into it.
I just gave mine up.
Very good. That's awesome. Good, that is awesome.
So how are we doing no emails? What I do is the only computer in our group is with my assistant. Every email comes to my phone, I don't look at them. She knows when it's time to bring me in and when it's not. And so what I'll do is about three or four times every day, I'll get a text or something or a call from her that just says, hey, have you seen the email from Mr. Smith? I think he probably needs to call you. Or how do you want me to handle that? That's the best call. She just wants reassurance that she's handling it the correct way. And then you let her have it.
Let's get through this list because we only got
appointments, obligations. So we've got that, right? You're going to your perfect work week, time block. Make sure to time block, have those preset. And then make sure to work ahead, guys. If you can get those 15 face-to-faces already preset every week, you'd be amazed at what we'll do to your time management. 7 days a week. Are we doing it anymore?
No.
Thank you.
Carmen, I didn't hear you speak.
No.
Okay,
here we
good
go.
Girl.
I like it. I'm committed. All right, guys, turn to page 212 and do us a huge favor.
Survey.
Hey, guys, this is my very first class to coach.
No, you can't say that. You can't say that.
It was awesome. I had a blast. It's an honor to be here with you guys, and I thank you so much. So,
no, I was going to say, it is Alan's first class. He did an awesome job. Give him great remarks. Let us know how we can make this class better.